Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're listening to Singapore's most influential radio station. You're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danko, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang, and it's time to get the bigger picture on things. Oh, is a turnaround Tuesday in the works, I wonder?
Well, it could all be because of comments made by US President Donald Trump talking about a possible tax relief measure to provide a timely and effective response to the coronavirus. He talked about how during the press conference that it's going to be a big number. They're going to be talking about hourly wage earners getting help so they can be in a position where they're not going to miss a paycheck. But it's not all about that. It's also about oil.
Yes, indeed. So there seems to be an oil price war going on. This is after OPEC plus members disagreed on what should be done about maintaining a floor under the oil price. The Russians have basically walked away from the table and the Saudis have said, OK, fine, we'll let the oil price go into freefall. Now see what you do about it.
Yeah, that is sending a lot of jitters in the markets. And yesterday we saw panic buying of different sort in defensive assets. So gold pushing eight-year highs and bond yields reaching new records, and Japanese yen now trading at around 102, which are three-year highs. So to get a bigger picture on where things are going from here, let's chat with Vasu Menon. He is the Executive Director for Investment Strategy at OCBC Bank. Morning, Vasu. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Ryan. I'm very well, thank you.
Hey, Vasu, great to hear from you. All right, you've been in the industry for decades, so I'm going to get a take on how this stacks up in terms of, you know, bloodbaths in the markets. We saw the STI down 6% yesterday. I think it's the biggest drop in nearly 12 years.
That's right, Ryan. I mean, I've spent 32 years in the analyzing stock markets, and, you know, what happened yesterday was, you know, quite alarming. I mean, you saw panic selling. You saw margin calls, you saw, you know, liquidation, you saw rebalancing. You know, the way the markets plummeted in a very short span of time was rather unusual. I mean, I've seen this happen before in one or two instances, but, you know, I mean, it was baffling.
No, of course, one of the triggers at least was the meeting between OPEC Plus, so OPEC Plus Russia. They did not get a deal done, but why did the markets react so negatively? Because I'm just thinking, you know, oil prices is going to be good news when it's so low for some sectors, for example, airlines. And if I think about petrol prices, I'm going to be, you know, enjoying lower prices at the pump.
You're right. I mean, that is what, you know, will benefit the economy, industries, consumers in the long term. But in the short term, the sudden move in oil prices, 30% decline. That was the sharpest decline in oil price since 1991, a single day decline since 1991. 30%, Ryan, that's a huge move. That rattled nerves. That created a bit of panic, made investors wonder whether there's something wrong with the global economy. Are we headed for a recession? And, you know, it's not just that. I mean, investors, global investors have got positions in the oil market. They've got positions in the equity markets, bond markets, and elsewhere. So when you have a plunge in oil prices the way you saw yesterday, what happens is that they start liquidating their positions elsewhere in equities, bonds, and, you know, other asset classes to cover their losses in gold. So as a result, you have a knock-on effect. The plunge in oil prices then translates to a plunge in prices of other asset classes as well, which is what we saw yesterday.
Margin calls among one of the reasons we are seeing, I guess, a knock-on impact on what's happening in the markets right now. Vasu, looking at what's happening in the defensive assets, bonds, we are seeing bond yields, you know, going down very low, some record lows, and we are actually looking out for more rate cuts to come. In fact, the Fed is having a meeting next week. They might cut rates again. Do you see any warning signs right now of a recession right now? If you look at, you know, business confidence indicators, the shape of the bond yields, and I think the yield curve now, I think most of them are under 1% if you look at the bond rates.
That's right. The bond rates are below 1%, but the yield curve has not really inverted yet. I mean, the yield curve is still in slightly positive territory, Ryan, you know, but these are still early days. If this crisis drags on, especially the COVID-19 crisis drags on, and you have quarantines and you have lockdowns and limited movements and supply chain disruption and demand disruption, if that continues for the next 3 to 6 months, then I think we'll have to reassess the economic outlook. But for now, I mean, a recession is not our base case scenario. We are hopeful that, you know, things will get better. But if they don't, and we're not able to contain the spread of the virus, then, you know, it's possible that a recession could hit us down the road. So it's still something that's playing out right now.
Hey, Vasu, there's a lot of comparison of this sell-down with what happened in 2008. But can you just walk us through the difference? Because back then in 2008, this was triggered by high levels of leverage and a lot of system vulnerabilities. But right now, there is a demand and supply shock to the system.
That's right. It's quite different. In 2008, it was a financial crisis. It was a systemic problem. I mean, the banking system was under threat, you know, because home prices in the U.S. declined. We had a subprime crisis in the U.S., which then triggered a global financial crisis. It was a crisis within the banking system. This time around, the crisis being created by the virus, and, you know, it starts off with supply chain disruption. Of course, you know, with the lockdown and quarantines and everything else, it also affects demand. And now you've got a plunge in oil prices that in turn impacts, you know, the financial markets as well. So put it all together, it's different. I mean, it's a demand-supply shock. But, Ryan, I mean, if this continues, then it could, you know, develop into a problem for the banks because, you know, what's going to happen is, essentially, if this continues, you know, you could have non-performing loan numbers going up. Yeah. And then, you know, markets starting to worry about a financial crisis. We're not there yet. Right now, the markets are focusing on the demand-supply shock. But if we see NPLs and defaults starting to go up, then the markets will start worrying about a financial crisis, you know, and that could wear the markets again.
Yeah, banks are under the spotlight in this current rate pressure environment. Vasu, just to wrap things up, what's your advice to investors right now in terms of allocation? And because there is quite a bit of a run-up in gold, all the safe haven assets are really being bought right now.
You're right. I mean, gold is something that we like. We've liked it much, much earlier. You know, and the gold rally really started in August of 2018. And gold has rallied 41% since then. It continues to rally this year. It's up about 10% this year. And we think it has a place in the investor's portfolio. It's a good portfolio diversifier. It's a good hedge against the current uncertainty. But Ryan, I mean, if you, aside from gold, I think investors have to be generally careful in a market like that. I'm not sure whether this is the best time to buy aggressively on dips. You know, the macro picture looks very dicey at this juncture. I think if investors are looking to buy at all, then they should really buy very gradually, modestly, and, you know, space the investments out over time because the markets are going to be volatile. And, you know, it's possible that you could have, you know, prices going lower and there could be more interesting buying opportunities down the road. But for now, I think until we see the COVID infections peak, which we're not there yet, you know, it's hard to be terribly positive on the market.
Yeah, some people are saying, you know, trying to time the markets is like catching a falling knife. So something to be mindful of. We are chatting with Vasu Menon. He is the Executive Director for Investment Strategy at OCBC Bank. Vasu, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much for having me in the show.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.